The reading for today is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 20, page 1177 in the Church Bible. I'm sure you're all familiar with this reading by now. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Excuse me. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up your shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying. Keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given to me, so that I will fiercely make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. This is the word of the Lord.
First, I need to say thank you. Now, they say you leave the best till last, but unfortunately you have me. And how do I follow such a number of wonderful and brave speakers that we have had this summer? Thank you to everyone who took part. Now, the sword of the Spirit is an interesting piece of armour. And like the other week's pieces, which are defensive only, this part of the armour we can use to defend ourselves and go on the offensive against temptation. When we all think of a sword, we all think of a long sword, don't we? Like this little chap has. I wanted to bring one in to flail it around, but then I thought of health and safety and actually how much we need the people on the front row. It actually is a dagger. The word that was used by John in the Greek was makarios, which was a 6 to 18 inch dagger that was carried on the shoulder's hip, hanging off the belt of truth. It was used for hand-to-hand combat. It is used when you're going toe-to-toe with your enemy, or as the youngsters say, when they're in your face. It is for close-up fighting to defend and poke your enemy with. It is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It is living and active. It allows believers to resist evil and stand firm in their faith. And why do we need a dagger? When I have the temptation to lose my temper whilst I'm driving, it's the car in front of me that I'm getting road rage with, not the one half a mile up the road. Well, actually, with my driving, never mind, that's another sermon series. Temptation comes right up in your face. Being mean, gossiping, getting angry, losing my temper, not being humble. It's all there right in our face, and we have to fight it toe-to-toe in hand-to-hand combat. This is where we can use the sword of the Spirit. So how do we use this little dagger? Jesus shows us exactly what to do in the Gospels of Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4 when he was in the desert tempted by Satan. Satan came to Jesus. He actually came to where Jesus was. He did not tempt him from far away. He knew Jesus was hungry and said that he could turn the stones to bread. And both of them know he could do it. But Jesus used his dagger by saying, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus' dagger was a little piece of scripture. Then Satan took him to the holy city. He took him so he was right beside him when tempting him. He told Jesus to throw himself down and the angels would catch him, even quoting scripture and using his own dagger, albeit twisted, against Jesus. But Jesus again uses his dagger in return, saying, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Next, Satan took him to a very high mountain. So Satan again was right next to him. He didn't ask him to imagine a high place or a mountain. He took Jesus there to make it seem more real, make the temptation more tempting. And what a temptation. Jesus used another dagger again, and Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And Satan left him. So how do we get daggers? We need to compile little pieces of scripture that are like daggers to our temptation. Who's done the green course? The little pieces of scripture that were there in there were designed to give you those weapons. Who has pieces of scripture they use? We all need to take up pieces of scripture that mean something to you when you're anxious, angry, or in despair. Therefore, we need our little daggers to defend ourselves and to make the temptation to sin go away. But how do I remember my daggers? However you want to remember them is fine. I was gifted a beautiful journal, and I could use that to jot down pieces of scripture. You could write notes on your phone, little notes, and stick them on the fridge, a post-it note on the back of the door, or on a computer. Anywhere where you can find it quickly and repeat it to yourself or out loud. Pam, if we could have, we're just going to turn the lights down for a moment so we can watch Mary Magdalene in episode one of The Chosen do exactly that.
Thus said the Lord, who formed you, O Jacob, and he who created you, O Israel. Fear not.
Thank you. If we can have the next video as well, please, Kathy. Thank you. Jesus probably only had to say his once because of his authority, but we may need to repeat our scriptures over and over and over again. And sometimes they might seem to be blunt, but have faith. With Jesus on our side, the temptation has only a temporary window to get to us. The sword of the Spirit is alive. So along with the belt of truth, the blessed plate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, these spiritual pieces of armour are to be put on by believers to provide defence against spiritual attacks from the devil, allowing them to stand firm in their faith and in God's power. Amen.